This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Like, I've actually had fun sort of playing as a little mental exercise what he could have said that got people completely
so
out of their minds.
So it's pirates-related. Do you want to take a stab at it?
He gave a take that infuriated people.
It incited them with the insanity of it.
Can you, before I guess, is it like broadly about the team's prospects for this year for contending, or is it about a specific player?
It's a topical thing is the best I can do here. It's a reaction to recent news.
I'm going to say it's something about like he said he liked the Andrew Heaney move.
So Andrew Heaney got the people buzzing.
I'm trying to think of like other stuff that has very recently.
Donnie, do you already know what it is? Did we talk about this yet?
I don't know.
Do you want to?
I don't think it's Heaney.
Because the way he described recent, well, that was like the only real recent thing. I got it. I feel like I got it. Automated balls and strikes in spring training.
Not a bad one because people do have strong opinions on
that. That ABS thing.
Donnie, you want to take another stab here or are you flush out of
M-Robot thoughts?
He used up all his takes on TV last night.
Oh, and I was full of them.
Oh, wait a minute. I just realized you thought I was ripping you when I said the thing about TV and radio. That's
what I thought you were doing.
Oh, no, I did not.
That was a shot at somebody else who might not work in this city.
A lot of questions about whether or not you went Fetterman last night for your TV debut.
Like pants on. Like actual long pants.
What if you went Fetterman and decided to go hoodie and shorts? Do you think that would have been shot down?
I can't do that for my first
episode. But that's authentically who you are. And the thing about Fetterman is that now I feel like it's given people like you the ammunition
license
to do that. Yes. Like,
giving
what are you saying?
Cover.
John Fetterman can dress like this to go to the...
Go on that thing and support
to
fracking.
To go to Congress and I can't?
Stand for fracking on that show.
I'll stand and I'll support
You're
fracking.
Telling me this is a bigger deal than
Donnie,
Jimmy Carter's funeral where he dressed in a hoodie and shorts?
Donnie, I will admit this to you. Now, I don't do it when I'm doing the sports showdown, but when I'm on the sports call, the nice designer, like good-looking hoodie.
The casual Mueller comes out.
Oh, yeah. They want the casual Mueller on the sports
senior
call.
I've often seen your fits for that. I mean, I'll see
your fits. How about his drip? Have you seen his drip on there?
And I am pulling the Fetterman
I mean, half
there
the time
because
he's
it's
rolling
a,
in. I'm sitting right here.
It's a chest-up shot, so half the time I am pulling the Fetterman. I got shorts on. If it's warm out, there's no way I'm wearing pants in the summer.
Oh, no. I mean, that move is something that I did back in college on, like, college TV stations. You toss the shorts
Wait,
on.
Did I ever tell you, Pony, the very first time I did the sports call, it was right before COVID, so we were still supposed to go down to that studio, and I didn't realize that I wouldn't be fully hidden by the desk.
Then you had shorts.
I had, like, black pants, like, black sweatpants on or something.
Good for you.
Oh, that was a rough one.
But again, that was before the age of Fetterman, so you couldn't get away with it.
That was a tough scene. Tough scene for me.
That was BJF before John Fetterman. All right, so this is, without any further ado,
Okay. Here
is the topic that had people losing their minds from Pomp Show on Saturday.
This will immediately be shot down by just about everyone, but it doesn't mean it can't happen. it means they would be unwilling to make it happen. And maybe the person I'm just going to mention here may not be willing to come here. However, the Toronto Blue Jays have tried, but they have failed to come to terms on a contract extension with their heavy-hitting first baseman, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. He's only 25 years old. Now, if you look at his season last year, he hit .329 with 30 home runs. He drives in over 100 all the time. He's a 40 home run guy, potentially. He's a free agent after this season. He could be traded at the trade deadline if Toronto falls out of it. So he could be a rental for somebody. But the question is, given the escalating prices, how much will it cost?
So that's what he started with. His first line is, I know this will never happen. But then he said it could happen. But they just don't want it to happen. So there's a little there. You understand right off the bat how this is confusing people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about something that has a 0% chance of happening, but it could happen. Well, which one is it?
There is no chance. So you're saying there's a chance. It's kind of perplexing at the start, at the outset.
We have more.
All right, so here's the thing. Listed as potential teams that may be willing to get into this would be the Cincinnati Reds. Now, you're going to tell me the Cincinnati Reds, similar to Pittsburgh, if they would be willing to pay for Vlad Guerrero Jr., why wouldn't the Pirates be willing to pay? Only because he's 25. They have never had a first baseman consistently for how many years? They haven't had anyone in 52 years hit a 40 home run season. It's a missing element.
You're going to tell me that they're unwilling to pay. Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm.
Going to tell you that,
yep.
Bob.
Yep, they are. Unwilling is their middle name on this particular case.
So this is one of those things which sometimes happens in sports talk radio, and that's fine. Somebody has a good idea, but they know that their good idea is never going to happen.
My good idea is dead on the launch pad.
So you put it out there as, it's, you know what it's actually the baseball equivalent of? It's like if you came on the air and said the Steelers should fire Mike Tomlin. Because you know it has no chance of happening, but you believe that it should.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what he said. There's more here from Bob. I mean, this went on for like 2 hours on Saturday.
The asking price probably is going to be in the $350 million total package range. But before you tell me that it's impossible and it'll never happen, and you are right, it will never happen, but again, that's a choice. Why couldn't you add on a guy who's going to make $40 million a year to a payroll right now that is less than last year's? So even with $40 million added to it, that brings you out to about $110 million total. That's if you add a guy making $40 million a year. So sure, would that be uncomfortable for Bob Nutting? Yes. But can it be done? Absolutely, yes.
But will it be done?
By the way, it's also, I think, reported $500 million
is what he's
is what he wants, which is why the
deal didn't.
They're
get
at
done.
An impasse in Toronto, even though they've got much bigger wallets than the
fourth
Pirates.
Biggest metro area in North America. Well, no, in U.S. and Canada, you know what I mean. Of course, they've got the money.
I mean, do you think he's onto something here, or is it a preposterous
go get
thing?
Vlad Jr.?
Like the if I say something like that, mm-hmm. the reaction is, well, you know, Pony says a lot of dumbass crazy things, so this is kind of par for the course from them. That's what social media would say.
Mm-hmm.
But you have the Bob gravitas attached to this, and I feel like that gives Bob more license and leeway in situations like this. Like, it's much easier for people to say you or I said something dumb than it is for people to say Bob did something or said something dumb, because people have so much respect for Bob, and
that's
for good
correct.
Reason.
That's correct. Not that he would get a pass saying the same thing you and I say, but it just, when it comes from a different source, people are more receptive
like
to
I could,
the idea.
Don, and tell me if you, like, I do think messengers matter. If I came on the air and this was my topic, I think there'd be a lot of people like, why is Pony wasting people's time by even bringing up Vladimir Guerrero Jr.? It's never going to happen.
Move on next.
1,000%.
But if Bob says it, it's like,
you know,
well, hold on a second here.
Hey, guys, Pomp,
do you agree with me on that?
Interesting take.
1,000%. I mean, I think... And
Donnie, I think if you came on the air on a solo show, if you were pulling an Ernie Banks and you said, the boys didn't really touch on this, so I'm going to, I think you'd get a better reaction than either of us
I don't
would.
Think so. I think Donnie gets lumped in with us. Here he goes.
I completely
shock talker.
Disagree.
The guys he does the afternoon show have worn off on him.
I completely
and he's just saying,
disagree. categorically disagree. I think on this show,
that's not true.
He's the people's champ.
Well, Donnie has done a great job of absolutely assimilating here and becoming a very popular
figure.
I mean,
figure. I'm going to tear us down and build him up. I see quotes. Now, Donnie never retweets them or likes them, but when he's doing his thing, I see a lot of people who don't like us saying, replace those two morons with Donnie,
of course,
and you've got a better show.
Yes, absolutely. People say that all the time. But when Donnie said that Art Rooney was the worst owner in town, people didn't say, well, Donnie's allowed to say that and the afternoon guys aren't. Like, so there absolutely is a Bob gravitas here that I'm talking about, where people went insane with this on Saturday, but I think it had people conflicted because it's like, wait a minute, I don't feel good criticizing Bob for an outlandish take. That's usually I reserve that for a Crowley or a Pony or a Mueller.
Yeah, I mean, Pomp has been a legend in this town for almost 50 years at this point in the sports media scene. So, yeah, I don't know if he knows it, because he always likes to downplay his accolades and accomplishments, but he can pretty much say whatever. And
he's allowed to take the crap and throw it against the wall and see if it sticks, is what you're saying.
And people will find themselves agreeing with him a lot more. Like, think, if we're all lined up and we all have the exact same take on something.
Pony gets the worst reaction.
Yes. By a million miles. He could say something completely sensible, too.
Yeah, you're right. And then I probably get the second worst reaction, then Crowley, then Joe, then Doran, then you, then Pomp. Completely correct. I'm just trying to think
of... So the messenger absolutely matters.
Yeah, I mean, the messenger matters a ton.
I mean, Pomp, if he wanted to, could say, like, I think the NFL should just shut its doors and end operations.
I mean,
people be like, you know, I think Pomp actually makes a point here.
As far as realistic things, like... The odds of Matthew Stafford happening for the Steelers.
Much greater than this.
I mean, exponentially.
By orders of magnitude greater. For sure. There's no doubt.
But I think a good talk show host gets people thinking. Sometimes it's critically. Other times it's like, wait a minute. This is one of the most ludicrous things I've ever heard in my entire life. Pop's talking about the Pirates trading for giving up big prospects and signing Vladimir Guerrero Jr.? What's
gotten into
what's
him?
Gotten what's gotten into exactly?
I do think people like the idea, though, of... I think one thing that works for Bob, and maybe it would still work for you, not as well, but like people, once you explained your point, people would gravitate towards it. There has always been the idea that, I want the Pirates to do something that other big-time, big-spending teams do. Give up a bunch of prospects for an objectively great player and pay him a ton of money. It would be the old axiom of, or the old saying of, at least they're acting like a serious ball club here. They're acting like one of the other, you know, big swinging teams of the league, a Philly, a Chicago, a New York, et cetera, a Boston. They're behaving the way the teams that take themselves seriously behave and take winning seriously behave.
He brought up the Reds. I mean, if something like that were to happen, then, you know, I would be... Number one, completely shocked by it.
I mean, did he cite Votto and how they gave him a big deal?
No, he didn't.
I mean, they did give Joey Votto a $220 million deal.
But that's only half of it, though. Because you also have to...
You're trading.
Yes.
Players, yes. You're trading your best guys. Bubba Chandler's going the other way.
This is Pomp on what he'd trade for Vlad.
If he were 32, I'd say absolutely not. This is a 25-year-old guy who's going to command a lot of money, and I know Boston and New York and L.A., and they're all going to come... The price may be driven up because of it. But why wouldn't you at least entertain these thoughts? Would you? And if Toronto wants, for example, you could trade for him right now if you want. Even for this year, would you be willing to give up Bubba Chandler, somebody else, whatever, to get him?
It's just such a non-starter.
But he had people foaming at the mouth on either side of it.
Yes.
I mean, then I say mission accomplished,
Like, it was
Bob.
Kudos to you, Bob. Thank you for bringing it up. And then the next call would be like, this is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard in
Did
my
he get
entire
any
life.
Classic Pirates fan callers?
Oh, they all came out of the woodwork
Did
for
he
this.
Get our guy, what, Paul? He get anybody
no,
like that?
No, I don't
that?
Know about Paul. I didn't listen to the whole thing, but I just had people texting me nonstop about it. Like, guess what Bob's saying? He's saying they should hand out a $500 million contract and give up all their prospects for Vladdy right now. He's saying it should never happen, but it could happen, and it should happen.
Man, when is their first $200 million deal going to happen?
Another 30 years. People will get their wish, and Donnie will be doing the afternoon show by then. And Bob will probably still be here on TV.
He'd be in his 90s, I think,
yeah,
by then.
I'll roll it out.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacead. Find out more and see the university studies at almacead.com. That's almased.com.
Pompey had the crazy idea that the Pirates, who were rained out today, it was supposed to be Paul Skene's spring training debut. The Pirates should trade the farm for Vladimir Guerrero Jr., who is available in Toronto because they're not going to re-sign him, and then give him a deal that pays him more than $40 million a year, then will likely cost them at the bare minimum $400 million. And as I told Chris, it's one of these harebrained, insane topics that I think people would tell us this is so stupid because it's never going to happen. But with Bob, it took off like wildfire. So many people agreed. So many people thought it was absolutely nonsensical. So it really ran the gamut. And even in the conversation we had about it, I sensed with both of you guys, I'm not going to rip Bob for this take because I don't want to rip Bob. But if Callis had said it on the early morning show, you would have been like, good Lord, was that dumb.
Would I have ripped it because it's
Oh my
being
God!
Dumb
is
because
that
it's
dumb?
Not going to happen, or because it shouldn't happen? Because it's on baseball merits.
I don't know. Is bad. It both?
Well, I just think there's two different ways to rip a take like that.
Okay. How do you?
You can either go and do both, but one of them is who cares? This isn't going to happen. So why are we discussing it?
Yep.
Or this is bad from an actual baseball sense to pay a guy. What would it be? How many years does he actually want?
I think like 10 and 50.
So 10 and 500 is the contract and everything. So you're paying the guy $50 million, period. End of story. Is a first baseman who's a very good, but I would not call him over the course of his overall career an elite offensive player. Go look at the numbers if you want to get mad at me for that. He's had some ups and downs. Is that worth $50 million at that position? If you've got Vlad Guerrero Jr.
You're phrasing it in the form of a question, which makes me wonder when you're going to answer it yourself.
I mean, if he plays first base, I don't think that's a $50 million player with a career 863 OPS.
So you are disagreeing with Bob in every respect.
Yes.
You think it's a dumb idea to trade for him?
I don't think it's a dumb idea. I'd be extremely excited if it happened because it would be the most insane, like, newsworthy thing that they have ever done in my lifetime, like as far as a player transaction. If he was a shortstop, if he was Bobby Witt Jr. with those offensive numbers, different story, but he's a first baseman. He's a guy who, let's be honest, let's look at Vlad Guerrero Jr.'s body type. How much longer is he going to be playing first base?
Because he's slovenly?
He's a big guy who's probably going to get bigger. David Ortiz in his first year with the Red Sox didn't look like a...
But it was the position invented for the slovenly.
David Ortiz.
That was Daniel Vogelbach's position, Malzahn.
David
now look
Ortiz,
at him.
Donnie, when he started playing for Boston, pretty trim. Like, if you go back and watch the 04 Yankees series, he's, like, surprisingly, like, kind of just
so
a
So you're
big
anti
dude.
It because you think Guerrero can't put the fork down and he's basically going to eat his way out of playing first base?
I think Vlad Guerrero Jr. is going to be a designated hitter more or less exclusively within 5 years. 4 years.
I mean, Donnie, am I right saying that you're kind of tiptoeing around it because you don't want to blast Bob?
That I'm tiptoeing around
yes.
it? I mean, I would love if they did something like that. But
oh, so you do think it would be a good idea?
What do you actually think?
To actually
do it.
That?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you give up
Bubba
Chandler
happen.
And all the prospects, and you would give him $500 million.
Yeah, I mean, they got the money to spend. You know that. It's baseball. I mean, they've had joke after joke at first base for the last 5 years, and that's just putting it lightly. They haven't taken that position seriously whatsoever. Rowdy Tellez and Connor Joe last year.
Jeez.
Now, I mean,
yes,
Carlos Santana was actually good. They traded him. Alfonso Rivas, how could we forget his stint at first base?
No doubt, but there's a big gap between go out and sign like a Christian Walker in free agency versus let's trade all of our best prospects and then give somebody like a top five contract in Major League Baseball history.
Yeah, I just for the record, I would not do it because I don't think he's worthy of the top five contract, even though the Pirates could afford to pay any guy at top
That's
five
why year. I'm shocked Donnie's for it.
So to be clear, you're
so
against it, Tony?
Yes, how could you? Yes.
I thought you were more saying I personally, Pony, am against it because it's a non-starter of a conversation because they won't do it. But I just wanted to get you on
Skeens
record.
And then Skeens is gone 100% if that happens.
Skeens is gone anyway.
Not necessarily, because you could have looked at it like, well, my God, if they were actually interested in giving out a $500 million contract, you should have given it to him.
I will be
right?
shocked if Paul Skeens plays more than his prescribed
but
6 years.
Do you get what
here.
I'm saying? If a half a billion
yes,
dollar deal was on the table,
they would
why
be
the hell would you pick, you know, like you said, Tubby first baseman over the
I
greatest pitcher of all? You said he's going to eat his way out of first base.
I didn't say that either. You put words in my mouth. I said he will probably get naturally
Do you know what
bigger.
I mean, Donnie? I mean, if $500 million was available to give to a player, why the heck would you choose Vladimir Guerrero Jr. over Paul Skeens?
Why, I would choose Paul Skeens.
Yeah, that's why I think that all the way around, I don't think that there's a... There's dead ends everywhere with this conversation. It's full of them.
I don't think that they would ever do it.
It's unrealistic. It's unintelligent.
To do. I think it would be mortgaging the future because I think... You know what I think is the real take there from Bob? They haven't had a 40 home run guy in over a half century. We've got to remedy that. We've got to find a guy with real pop. Guess how many 40 home run seasons Vlad Jr. has? One.
I mean, they could have signed Santander from Baltimore, who ended up in Toronto, for $50 million a year guaranteed or whatever it was with him. and you might have a potential 40 home run hitter.
He had
there.
14 more of them than Guerrero last year.
I like that guy a lot.
Santander, by the way.
And you don't have to give up Bubba Chandler and then turn around and give the guy almost a half a billion dollars.
Santander is going to make 16-2 this year.
They should go back to the 2022 first baseman, Michael Chavis and Yoshi Susugo.
Susugo.
Brownie made that call on a walk-off home run.
I know.
Here is one of the calls that Bob took on this topic.
I've never had an Igor call here, and so my antennas are up. Joel, you took this call. Igor in Indiana, is this correct?
And that's the first time I've ever like screened a call from someone named Igor as well.
And you think it's legit? You put it on.
I don't know.
Here,
so. I'm 50-50 on it.
Well,
I'm
let's 50-50. Find out. Igor in Indiana, how are you today? You're such a jagoff. You know, you really are.
Come on, Bob. Igor?
Well,
at least Jolie, I'm glad Jolie's not a bouncer. Everybody would get into any bar they wanted.
I have a theory about that. I have a theory as to what happened there. I think Jolie actually was trying to do some trade craft and like some I'm going to create theater of the mind.
I think everybody was in on that one. Didn't make it any less fun or entertaining. 99%
sure Jolie knew and probably wrote something like, it's Joe.
I don't even think he needs to do that. He sees Igor in Indiana and he knows it's either me or Bob or someone else from inside the hen house.
You would be more subtle about it. Like George and Washington, Thomas and Jefferson, you don't go for alliteration. You go for first name matches the location as a last name. Ulysses out in, I don't know, Grant Park.
Abe and Lincoln.
Yeah, Abe and Lincoln Park.
Igor in Indiana.
Yeah, and also, that's not how Igor would have said, my master, what must I do for, you know, hey, Bob. It's his only voice.
I do think Jolie knew, but that made it
Jolie
better.
Knew. Jolie for sure knew. For sure knew. And I'm assuming Bob knew because he set it up for like a half hour, like getting ready. I don't know about this guy.
Donnie, when Joe calls in, doesn't his number pop up?
Yes, and Joel is definitely wise to it now.
Yeah. But not every producer, I think, like looks at the number. Like I know Johnny the Barber's number by
heart because
of this.
Nelson's a veteran.
Oh, sure.
A wily one, too.
He is. Nelson.
That's not a...
Nelson knew. He knew and Bob knew. Joe wasn't sneaking up on anybody.
Like, I knew I had a shot to pull a fast one because Tyler Polk was back there, and it was one of the first shows he ever produced when I called in and got Joe with the wooden
Didn't he get,
bit.
Like, very exasperated
he was pissed
and go,
with
like,
me.
God almighty, I'm just trying to, like, I'm trying to keep my head above water here,
yeah,
and here
he
comes
was upset
this
with
jag.
Me. He was upset. But Nelly, I think, just wanted to hear...
Hang on, Bob, let me put in my wooden...
I think Nelly wanted to hear the...
What the voice was going to be.
What Joe was going to do and then how Bob was going to react to it.
I think
yeah.
I'm going to...
That's good producer.
I'm going to critique Joe in one way. I'm serious. You got to come up with an extra voice there. You can't just go...
I don't know about
Bob.
That. You laughed at it. I mean, it still had the desired effect. We all loved it.
I laughed at it because it's an Igor. It shouldn't sound like, hey, Bob.
Matt Cole had a show last year. He took that one from Ron in Cook's Forest.
Ron in Cook's Forest wants to talk about Jared Jones. Hey, Ron.
Hey, Palsy, you know what they say. You can't make the club in the tub, Bob.
Ron in Cook's Forest. That is absolutely incredible.
There goes Joe with the wheeze at the end.
I actually like that one a lot because it's just such a ridiculous Cook catchphrase.
I don't remember which one it was. The time that Joe played a little bit dirty and had his wife call.
Yeah, that was Fanny and Butler.
Fanny and Butler. I thought I told Joe.
Bob got very upset with
that
one.
Joe texted me about, he loves to text me and tell me about these like conquests of Bob's show. And I straight up said to him, I was like, you cheated. That's outside
Fanny
the rules.
Fanny and Butler is joining us right now. What's up, Fanny?
Hey, Bob.
How are you?
Hey, Bob.
No. No, you can't do that. Fanny and Butler makes no sense. You know what? You
are you kidding me? You got through with that?
I love the content of that one though. You think Billy Chirpak should replace Tomlin?
Not a bad take.
Oh, that was the old running joke, Donnie, when you were like 10 years old.
He should have done that.
Was Chirpak as the new pit coach every time they were looking for somebody? Hey, Chirpak.
As far as things that aren't going to happen, Bob could have just as easily said,
I've got an idea
Chirpak
for you.
Chirpak should replace Tomlin. It's the same thing as saying the Pirates should go out and trade for and sign Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
Rank these three things in order of most to least likely to happen. Stafford to the Steelers. Chirpak replaces Tomlin. Guerrero Jr. to the Pirates. $500 million deal in
after
a trade.
I think the way you ranked them.
So you actually think it is more likely that high school coaching legend Bill Chirpak would replace Mike Tomlin, move from TJ right to the Steelers, than that the Pirates would sign Guerrero after trade?
Ooh, Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. In 2025, we have a new sound to the Donnie Football Debrief. His biggest football story of the day. Still plenty of time for you to sponsor this great segment. As Chris pointed out, Donnie's stock is on the rise. People love Donnie, and so you'd love to get your brand associated with Donnie. You have an amazing sales staff here that would absolutely take your call on an idea to get on that Donnie rocket ship. And right now it includes his thoughts on the biggest football story of the day.
The Debrief, February 24, 2025. There was a team that submitted a proposal to ban the tush push in the NFL, and that team was the Green Bay Packers. Doesn't sound like it'll be banned. But a team is tired of it.
Pretty weak. They played in the first game last year in Brazil. And they ran it a lot, and it worked a lot against him, even without Kelsey in there missing his first game post-retirement. I don't know if they play again this year. I don't think they do, because Green Bay did not finish in first place, and Philly did, so they don't match up with each other. I look forward to the next time they do play, though. Maybe Philly does it on every play.
70 tush pushes? You've told me, I've asked you the insane hypothetical, if a team could guarantee 3 yards with every tush push, would you want to watch them go from week 1 to week 18 and win the Super Bowl 3 yards at a time on the tush push? You said yes.
Yes.
They do play each other next year.
Oh, let's go.
It is in Green Bay.
Oh, baby.
I have two opinions on this. I think, one, it does get oversimplified, the tush push, as to, well, it always works. If it always worked, every single team with even a remotely mobile, sturdy quarterback would do it.
The Steelers sucked at it.
So there is an obvious skill component with their line, with Hurts, all of it. So it would be punishing the Eagles for being really good at something. Having said that, God, I am sick of watching that play. I just don't give a rat's ass if it's fair or not. Get it off my television screen. If I wanted to watch a rugby scrum, I'd turn on BN Sports or whatever the hell that network is.
But how is it any different than, like, how does that offend you and yet a quarterback sneak does not? It's the same type of play.
Do you want
that banned too?
It gets run, I feel like, more than a quarterback sneak does.
Well, it gets run more by Philly because they're so good at it.
Other teams have tried
to steal it, and they haven't had the same success.
I find it tedious. I feel like the only way a team is going to actually stop it one of these days is a linebacker comes screaming in and earholes Jalen Hurts and, like, knocks him unconscious.
Okay.
And then we're going to have the big debate of, is football... No, they're just sick of this play working, so somebody decided to take a suspension for the team.
Ask Buffalo about the tush push. How did that go against Kansas City when they played?
I acknowledged up front that it is obvious that Philly does it better, and it's not a guaranteed-to-work play unless they're doing it. I'm just sick of watching it.
But it's one team that does it. Don't watch the Eagles, then.
It's kind of hard because they're the reigning Super Bowl champs, and they're going to be all over primetime television as a result. Man, look at you, the defender of Philly and all things Eagles. Congratulations, Philly. You have a new champion.
He's the czar
of common sense, Andrew Filippone.
I just hate in sports when somebody's good at something and our answer is, instead of coming up with ways to stop it, let's ban it.
I would normally say I agree with that. It's just the play aesthetically just drives me insane, so I don't want to see it. Like, I would agree with you on merits, like when they banned the dunk in college basketball because of Lew Alcindor. That was stupid. This is just a play I just don't care to watch anymore.
Or guys are, you know, they're making too many outs because of the shift in baseball, so let's ban it. teams are figuring out where they should position their players, and instead of hitters trying to make an adjustment, let's just ban it.
I hate crap like that. I thought that was always more of a consequence of, that was the logical extreme of, we are going to shift away so they can't get these hits because every batter's trying to optimize. And instead of just telling their hitters, flip the ball the other way for an automatic double, teams have become so rigorously married to the three true outcomes that...
Benson on this. Are you on Green Bay side? Or are you on Philly's side of this debate?
I think I'm actually on Philly's side a little bit more. It is an annoying play, and Philly has perfected how to run it. But it is easy to point out, well, a lot of teams still find a way to screw it up. So it's like difficult if it's just one team that runs it so well, it's difficult to ban it league-wide. If every team was doing it at the success rate of the Eagles, then I think the point would be a little bit stronger. Like if maybe not even all 32 teams, but if two-thirds of the league ran the tush push.
Yeah, because it would only punish the Eagles, Chris.
The Eagles did. That's a little bit.
I'm just surprised
different.
That here in Pittsburgh we're suddenly clutching our pearls about punishing just the Eagles.
No one's clutching pearls for anything.
I think it's an annoying play because you just know what's coming every single time. And we go back to the playoff game against the Commanders, the NFC title game, when the officials claimed that they were about to just award the points anyway. You can't blame the Commanders for how they handled that. That's like one of the only ways to attack it with that team that runs it so well.
Tom Brady's success rate on quarterback sneaks, I think, was over 85%. Okay? So should we have banned that because it was basically a fait accompli every time he figured out a way, a nook or cranny to get himself a first down in those situations? Hell no.
Pony, I made my feelings here clear. I acknowledge that Philly is just better at it than everyone else. While in the same breath saying, as is my right as a sports talk host, that I hate the way that stupid-ass play looks so much that they should ban it anyway, even though I am aware that that is patently unfair to the one team that's actually really good at it.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.